end of the parsha, we discussed the story of Divas Miriam, where Miriam comes along and she decides to speak to Aaron, whatever her intentions were, and she speaks about Moshe. And there's a pasuk there which almost comes in Kalachayad. This is the pasuk which sounds like it wouldn't have been in the Torah if not for the fact that Miriam spoke to these, not for the fact that Miriam made this mistake, however small. It's almost Kalachayad. And yet it's one of the greatest things that we know about Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the meaning? What are we talking about when we say this? This pasuk about Ish Moshe Onav Miriam Nikola Adam Asher Apnei Adam. Moshe was exceedingly humble from all, more than any man Asher Apnei Adam that was on the face of the earth. There's a few different angles to look at it from, and we'll see how much time we have. But let's begin from here. The Yalkut Shemoini says he darshins on the Medrash darshins on the pasuk mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adamo. It's mashma that Moshe Rabbeinu's gavlus and anivus was more than any person that was on the face of the earth, which is it's mashma imiut. What's it coming to be mamayit? It's coming to be mamayit v'loy me'ovus, and not greater than the others. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest onov, but he was not greater than the others. Ostensibly, what we're referring to when we say the others is in particular Avraham Avinu, who was known for his anivus. The problem with that is, some of you may be familiar with the Gemara in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin, Peitet, says, Fakert. Godo mashinema be Moshe v'Aaron, mashinema be Avraham Avinu. Be Avraham. Right? Avraham Avinu said, Anoichi ofa ve'efer. He said that I am ash and dust. By Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'nachnu ma, what are we, nothing. So whereas Avram thought he was off of Efer and it was dust and ashes, and there's nothing to be proud of when you're dust and ashes, but at least he was dust and ashes, Moshe Rabbeinu was benachnu ma, he was nothing at all. So Godo Mashinemar, it's greater the anivus by Moshe than the anivus by the others. So how is it that we have the Gemara in Chulin, which is mashma clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu was bigger on us, and you have the Yalkut, the Medrash, which seems to be saying that Moshe Rabbeinu's godless was greater than all the Mashiach Pnei Adam v'loy me'ovus. So we'll leave the kasha for now and we'll come back to it. The next thing I think which we have to analyze is the Gemara in the Nedarim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinasa El Al Gibor V'Oshir V'Chacham V'Onov. The Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't rest his shechina, where it means nevuah, right, on anyone who is not gibor, oshir, chacham, the onov. He's not strong, he's not powerful, the oshir, and he needs to be wealthy, he needs to be a chacham, and he needs to be an onov. These are the prerequisites that one needs for nevuah. And the shaila is why you need these things. Now, the easiest way out of this kasha would be to say that, to quote ironically the parallel of the Mishnah and Ovid, right? Ezu chacham alei mikol adam, ezu gibor, right? Hakayv yishas yitzroi, ezu oshi atam yav chelkoi, right? The spiritual meanings of these words. The problem is if you look over there in the Gemara in the Dharam, where the Gemara brings the riot, the chulon mi Moshe, that we learn out all these things from Moshe, the Gemara doesn't use these translations of the word. The Gemara says, how do we know that he was a gibor? Because he did this. He did a maisa, physical gvura. How do you know he's an usher? Because it says, pesoil lecha. He carved out the luchas and he got to keep the scraps. How is that sameach lechelkai? It's mashma that there has to be the physical manifestation of gvura, of usher and chacham. And the shaila is, why do you need this? Befrat, if you look at the gedolim that you see around, are they giboirim? Are they ashirim? They're a klal. They're definitely chachamim. Chaim Velozner says that the reason why you needed these things, and it's mirrored by I saw this idea brought down by a question like a race for who could say it first. The first one I found, it says Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He says that, and I always like expressing this from an interesting idea which is found in the Gemara in Gittin. Gemara Hanizokin, when we're discussing the act of Titus, Titus comes and he stabs the Parechet, and the dam is mivatzvei tziyotza. The dam starts, the blood starts pouring out of the Parechet. And he screams in the Heichal, as if he conquered the world, he's destroyed and killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. And the Gemara over there quotes a pasuk. The Gemara says, Mi chamoicho bo'elim Hashem. Who is like you, right, amongst the strong Hashem? Al tikre, don't read it, Elim, read it, Ilmin. Who is amongst you that can remain silent in the face of Shishemech, Chirupoi, the Gidufoi, to hear the yelling, the screamings, the rantings of this madman, and still remain quiet, not strike him down on the spot? Who is amongst you the Ilmin? And it's amazing to note that the pasuk that we're using, the pasuk that we're using to illustrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's silence in the face of Rishus, is the pasuk which is referring to the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gili, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's payback of Rishoyim was the most evident in all of history. Nichomoicho ba'elim Hashem is said at a Kriyas Yamsum. So the pasuk that you use to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's restraint is the pasuk which appears in Oziyashir. And the terrors to that is yes, Yesek Nechanami. How do you know that when someone is getting beaten up by someone and he doesn't respond that it's because he's showing restraint? How do you know it's just because he can't fight back? Well, you have to see. What's his previous record? How do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the fact that he didn't respond to Titus is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows restraint? Well, let's see. What is he able to do? The same pasuk of Micho Moicho Bo'elim Hashem is what teaches you that when he does not respond, it's a characteristic of being an Elam, of not responding even though you have the power. The same Nikuda is what Reb Chaim Volozhiner says over here with Gabi Anivus. When someone is an Anov, and they have nothing to be an Anov about, and there's nothing to be, about Gaiva about, is that called Anivus? The famous Maisa, there was a Rav, right, and on Yom Kippur, he's Rakshas from the Davening and seeing, you know, comparing himself to the amazing things that would come out for the next year. He throws himself down, he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm nothing before you. And the Gavi also was Nisoyer from the Rav, you see, and he throws himself down and he says, Rabbeinu, I'm also nothing. Someone in the back, all of a sudden, he also got this layer, throws himself, I'm nothing also. Gabbai turns it off, he goes, who does this guy think he is that he thinks he's nothing? Right? In order to be an Anav, right, in order to be an Anav, you have to have something. In order to be, in order to get this Hashroi, you have to be an Anav. But in order to be an Anav, you have to have something to be an Anav about. And if we're talking about the person who's going to receive the Torah, who's Gili Shchina, who's Nevuah, who's Hashroyah Hashchina, who's going to be the greatest ever, then his Anivus also had to be the greatest ever. Gemara says, in Tainis Davzai, Amr of Chanina Bar Idi, Lomanim Shlu Divrei Torah Lomayim, Torah is compared to water. That water always, it runs from a high place to a low place, right? So too the words of Torah are not in the sky and by someone who is a Balgai, but only in the sky by someone who has anivus. That being said, L'chayr is in proportion. How much Torah could stay by a Balgaiva? Like, you don't see someone who's a Balgaiva all of a sudden forget all of his Torah. He drops some of it. He's not as much of a clay kibble, however you want to understand it. Everything is in proportion. So the greatest Mekabal Torah of all time, the greatest Navi of all time, had to also be the greatest Anav of all time. And for him not to be a Oshir, a Chacham, a Gibor, even in the physical sense of the word, would not allow his Anivus to reach the max. What about the Shaila of compared to the others? So this has many answers. But my favorite answer, my favorite Teretz, is that of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's anivus? Moshe Rabbeinu's anivus was an understanding of who he was klape Hashem. It's an understanding of the mute erech, the tiny speck that humanity is compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grandeur, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzidkus, to his chesed. We can't even open our mouths. Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we? Vanachnu ma? Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu had experienced the Pel Pe Adaber Boy, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu had been in his Rakia, had argued with the Malachim, had held on to the Kisei HaKavod, the others had no such gilui. Ushmi Hashem lo neidati lehem. The names that Moshe Rabbeinu heard about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the others didn't get. What does it mean, the name? In Yiddishkeit, when we talk about a name, what's a name? A name is the mahus of something. It's somewhat of an understanding of the essence. And even though the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never be comprehended, because a nivra can never comprehend the bayrei, but in as much as it's possible for a human to understand the mahus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu got it. Moshe Rabbeinu saw it. So you tell me, who is it easier to attain a level in anivus? For whom? For Moshe, who had this idea, who had this experience, who was exposed to the Shekhinah himself, or Avraham Avinu? Shmi Hashem lo neidati lahem. So it's interesting to note the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say Godol Moshe v'Aaron. It says Godol Mashenemar b'Moshe v'Aaron. If you saw, Salanta puts it in an expression of kamus versus echut. Mashenemar, what is said by Moshe v'Aaron, was greater. V'Nachnu Ma, they pushed themselves down further. The amount of anivus that they expressed was greater. But in the echus, in the value, in the quality of the anivus, where Avraham Avinu was given less of an exposure to the Shekhinah, he was given less of an understanding of what he was klape Hashem. His expression of Ofa v'Eifa was a greater expression. So at the same time, we have a Gadol Mashenem Ab Moshe v'Aaron and a drasha in the Medrash of Mikol Adam Hashem Pnei Adam v'Lo Me'Avos. The Goyim also uses a similar understanding to explain a famous Gemara, which always gets everyone to smile whenever anyone is finishing the Masechta. Mishumesh Rebbe Batala Anava, right? When Rebbe was Nifta, Anava died, and someone picks up his hand in the back. Amar Gezim Ha Iko Anav. He forgot about me. Great old Anonymous. He forgot about me. Everyone smiles at that Gemara. According to what we've said, the Vilna Gaon explains Motzuk Midvash. The Vilna Gaon explains that until throughout all the Doiris, where did you have people who had attained Toiro Ugdula? They were few and far in between. You have Moshe Rabbeinu was like a mouth, you have this one and that one. The Gemara brings a list. There's another list somewhere else in Sanhedrin. Finally, you have Rebbe. Rebbe is Mamish Toiro Ugdula Makam Echad. Wealthy, powerful, influential, at the same time, tremendous Gadol Batera, tremendous Anav. Mishmes Rebbe Batla Anava, the opportunity to be called an Anav ceased. That's what Batla means, became nullified. We will never again have someone who has such Torah Gdula, who is, as like the Gemara mentioned before, Gibor Asher Chacham, that his Aniva should be called by the proper term, by Mamish and Anav. Rav Yosi was saying, not that I have succeeded in becoming an Anav, but on me that term would apply were I to achieve true Anivus. Because I also, and Rav Yosi, at least he knew his bank account. But to understand Anivus, I think we need to go a step further. It's not just how much you are. And from this, I'm going to quote, even though Umrah is Lashon Zohar, I'd like to quote a question that was asked me by my wife. My wife asked me about Har Sinai. They always talk about Har Sinai. You have Har Tavor and Har Carmel. Right? We all know the songs, right? the Torah should be given on me, right? Because I'm so tall, I'm so green, I'm so this, I'm so that, right? And I've seen it, a little, I've seen it, I got the Torah. Why? Because it didn't complain. Hatoba was the tallest, so he said he was the tallest. Hakam was what he was, so he was Roy. This one thought he was the greenest, so he said he's the greenest. Hasinai wasn't the tallest. He wasn't the greenest. So he didn't say that he was. Shkoyak! Where's the reward? What's the reward for? Especially in light of what we said now, that Anivas has is in relation to what you have. So in looking at this, I noticed that there's different Lashonis and different Midrashim. I know I don't want to be mighty laws on the song, right? To be, especially if it's a big chelik of Klal Yisrael, but Al Kofanim, if you look in most of the Midrashim, this Tosh is a mistake. Sorry, I know I'm going to get hate mail from all the Gananot and first grade teachers tomorrow, but right, Pashas is a mistake. Because if you look in many of the Lashon of most of the Midrashim, what happens is Hatova comes and Hatkama comes, each one makes a great noise. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, Kfar Nitzaltim Lefnei Begav L'Shiyesh B'chem, because of the arrogance that you have. Ein Ritzoni Elo B'Sinai Shehu Shofel Nikuchem. It doesn't say that Hasinai was rewarded for an act of silence, for an act of silence, a proactive act of Sinai didn't have anything. He was shuffled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it on the shuffle. You guys are all puzzled because you opened your mouth. The only one that's left is the shuffle. That's the Pashas of the Medrash. But I found the Medrash Rabbah, and I think this is the only Makar. So they can lay off of me if they want, and I'll give them a makar for that for the niggin. The Midrash Rabbah expresses it a bit differently. The Midrash Rabbah talks about Hartava, and it brings the pasuk Geus Adam Tashbilenu. The gaiva of a person will bring him down. And someone who is humble will be upheld with covet. So which one is Geus Adam that's going to fall? That's Tavar and Carmel. Ushval Ruach Yitzmoch Bekovet. The Sinai Shehishvil es Atzmoy Loimar Shani Nonoch. So I don't know. I guess they all hold this medrash. Akoponim, in understanding Anivus, there's an element I think that needs to be expressed, and that's as follows. Anivus is an understanding of life. Anivus is understanding of what humanity is here for. The Mishnah Novice says, "Rav Yechonon ben Zakkai Kivel Mehil V'Shamai Hu Hayomer In Lamarto Toira Harbe Al Tachzik Toivel Atzmecha Ki Lekach Neitzarto." What does that mean? If you learned a lot of Torah, Al Tachzik Toivel Atzmecha Ki Lekach Neitzarto. So let's skip to another Gemara. The famous Gemara I forget actually where it is, but the Gemara is mentioned by the story with Ula. Ula comes to Menachem Avul, right? He comes to Menachem Avul, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Shmuel Bar Yehuda has lost his daughter, and Ula came to Menachem. So he comes in and he tells him a vart. Right? The Gemara says, right, that he came alone. Right? Ula comes in and he says, I'm going to tell you a vart. She's sitting Shiva on his daughter. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was told not to start Tatar as Moyev. Don't start up with Moyev. You think it was Oyla Al Das? You think Moshe Rabbeinu would have thought to start a fight without Rishus? Why did Hashem have to warn Moshe not to fight with Moyev? You know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah not to fight with Midyan. And not in Nasa Kalvachayim Ba'atmoy. Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kalvachayim. Maduch Midyan, who only helped Moyev fight against Klal Yisrael, we have to destroy. Yeshua Moyev, who was the instigator themselves, they have to destroy. Because of that, Hashem told him, no, I don't think like you. Why? Because I have shtei prayed this toivus. There are two great birds that are going to be brought out of Moyev. Right? Rus and Naomi. Okay? These two people made it Kedai Nama. These two women made a kedai for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep alive two huge nations. Do you think that if anything good was going to come of your daughter, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have kept her alive? Wonderful Nichum Aveilu. Well, I always wanted to tell you, don't quit your day job. Right? If anything good was going to come out of her, Hashem wouldn't have taken her. What Ulu was saying is a double pashit. We view our lives as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, we're just allowed to live. And we kind of fumble through our lives, making the small mistakes that we do and gaining the small victories that we do. A person's life is a task. A person's life is a mission. A person is given for that mission, he's given certain strengths, certain abilities, certain character traits to be able to carry that out. So let's look at ourselves. What do we have? You're smart. You're rich. You give tzedakah. You're a Baal Chesed. You don't speak Lashon Hara. What do you do? And which part of you does that come from? Where does that strength come from? Do you have anything to be arrogant about? It's like when you buy a program from for your computer. So the program, whatever it is, or the machinery, or the hardware, comes with a disk. Right? It comes with a disk, so you can install the drivers. You can install the necessary files on your computer. Do you think that you're a computer genius because you got the thing to work? Oh, look, I bought this piece of hardware. Who'd have thought that my computer could attach to a camera? My MP3 player could attach to this. Right? Oh, amazing. I'm able to attach all these things and bring music from here to there and, files from this place. I'm brilliant. You're not brilliant. They gave you a CD and a cord and they told you, right, in the dumbest possible terms how to do it. Right? And you did it. At most, you could be satisfied with the result. I've done what I came to do. I've used it. Now it's time to give back what I had and what I got. Fine, it's time to give back what I got. I did what I came to do. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was mekabel from Hillel v'Shammai in Lamanat HaTorah Harbe. Who is this talking? Gemara in Sukkah says about Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shelo hiniach mikra, mishnah, gemara, halachas, agadas, dikdukei Torah, dikdukei Zayfrim, kalim v'chamurim, zereshavis, tkuf, iskmatri, sichas ma'achai asharet, sichas shedim, sichas dekolim, Mishalos Koibson, Mishalos. He knew everything. Double Gadol, Double Cotton, Havayah, Havayah, Verav. He knew everything. Every Chelik of Torah. And my favorite, rather than my favorite Rashis. Rashi says on Sichas, Malachi Ashore, Sichas Shedim, Sichas Bekolim. He doesn't even know what it is. This is a Chelik of Torah that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mastered. A Chelik of Torah. The Rashi doesn't even know what it is. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one that's telling us in Lamadat Torah Harvey. You've mastered, you've conquered all of Torah. This is what you were created to do. It's not lekach meitzarta. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what you were created to do. You were given everything that you needed to be able to do this. What are you happy about? What are you bragging about? You came with the CD. Moshe Rabbeinu understands the same concept. Moshe Rabbeinu understands that his levels of nevuah are given not for him, which some of Farshim explain is why he was able to make the decision to separate from Tzipora. It was given not for him. It was given for Klal Yisrael. It was given for the Tzkufa. It was the Zman that was Goyrim. It was the Am that was Goyrim. Right? We see this by the Egel of Moshe Rabbeinu who's up in Shemayim experiencing nevuah, right? Living on Al-Pi Dvar Hashem, he doesn't need lechem, he doesn't need mayim. He's up there for 40 days before that finally the Klal Yisrael does the Egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech Reid Kishiche Tamecho. You need to go down because Klal Yisrael is not holding. Moshe Rabbeinu's levels of nevuah were tied inextricably with Klal Yisrael's Madrega. So So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the kelim that he had were given to him for the zman. It was a need for the zman. It was a need for the people. Me? Nachnu ma? And this is someone who, the greatest human being that ever lived, could understand this concept. This answers, by the way, when one understands this idea, has this view of life, which Ulu was expressing. Our life reflects our mission. If there was anything more that she needed to do, she'd have lived longer. Console yourself with the fact that she was Masliach. Console yourself with the fact that everything she came down to do, she accomplished. Because had she not, she would have been given more time. This idea is something which explains something which bothered me for a very long time. We were given Moshe. Klal Yisrael was given Bilam. Why is Rashi? Because the Ummah Tzolim were going to complain, Lasad Lavai. They were going to complain, and they were going to say that you gave the Jews Moshe Rabbeinu. Shkoyach, they were good. If we would have had a Navi, so Hashem gave them Bilam, who was as great, some people say even greater than Moshe. And the Shiloh for me is burning Shiloh for years. Shkoyach, Nochamo, the Kash is not answered. The Taina of the nations to Hashem that we didn't have a Moshe is still goes unfulfilled. They still didn't have a Moshe. So you gave them someone like Bilam? Bilam, who was, you know, a Navi for hire? How does that help? How does that answer the Shiloh? They still didn't have a Navi to be Madrachim. And the Torah says, yes, but what was Moshe given? All that was given to Moshe was the Kalim. Those same Kalim, and possibly greater ones, were given to Bilam. How they chose to use it, that's, each one is, you know, Kafim Madragasa, whatever, however he wants to. But all that was given to Moshe was given to Bilam. So the Ummah Sa'ilam were given exactly what we got. And they have no time. The Blazer Finkel, he says that there's a mistranslation here that people make a mistake in translating. The Ishmaisha Anav Me'od Mikol Ha'odom is not greater than all the people. He uses the letter Mem to tell us Mikol Ha'odom. We mentioned before the Mishnah and Ovis, and it's amazing to notice the continuum. You have a Gemara that says that Nevuah is only given to Gibor, Asher, V'Chacham. You have a Mishnah which talks about Ezel Gibor, Ezel Asher, Ezel V'Chacham. And finally, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Al Yishala Chacham V'Chachmasai, Gibor B'Dvurasai, Yiran Asher V'Asherai. Ki V'Zayis Yishala Metala. The only thing that a person could take pride in is the fact that he understands, the fact that he comes to recognize the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu's anivus came mikol ha'adam. Moshe Rabbeinu had a midah that he was able to understand the shayrish, the nishayrish haneshama of each person. He understood that every person has a greatness. Now, when you look at Moshe Rabbeinu, he excelled in one area or another area, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't something else that he was best at. And this is really the answer to Har Sinai. Har Sinai doesn't brag. Why? It's not the tallest. It's not the greenest. What's the big deal? The terrace is, we all feel pretty confident with ourselves. We're all happy with who we are. But if you ask yourself on any one of your midas, am I the biggest lamdan? Am I the biggest Baal Chesed? Am I the probably not. But you're pretty happy with the way your averages turned out. I'm the perfect mix of Gibor, Ashir, Chacham. Maybe I'm not the greatest in this one, but I have this. Maybe I'm not. That's Har Sinai. Har Sinai could have said, right, yeah, I'm not the tallest. But who says the tallest? Maybe you have to be a little bit Shabbat. It's more accessible to the people. Right? Well, at least to Moshe. Maybe, right? I should always remember on the front of the Sansino Chumash, they used to have Moshe Rabbeinu wearing sandals with Velcro. Yeah. Anyway, so maybe, you know, it wasn't hard for him to climb all the way up with the Velcro sandals. So what's it called? It needed to be a little bit smaller. Har Sinai's Milo was that it didn't think that it was the perfect mix. So Moshe Rabbeinu looks Mikol Ha'odom, and yes, he's a greater Navi, and yes, he's a greater this, but he understood what each person was dealing with their Kalim. And he was able to to be humbled by the greatness that lie within each person. Moshe Rabbeinu's element of chacham, of loyim mikol adam, gave him this nekuda. Ironically, I think that's also the pshat why Moshe Rabbeinu sat in judgment lechatchila. Comes Yisrael, right? The ultimate father-in-law comes in, right away starts criticizing, right? He comes in, he says, what are you doing? Right? Yeah, all these people. You should have... Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand, right? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand that he should make more dayanim. He needed Yisroi, the one-minute manager, to come and like tell him how he needed to diversify, he needed to delegate. The answer was, the ultimate dayan, the ultimate judge is someone who can understand people at their molecular level. And that was the gift that Moshe Rabbeinu had. So when two people came and he understood where each side was coming from. And if that was the greatest way, the ideal way was for Moshe to be able to judge all of them. Comes Yisroi, and Yisroi says, it's not Shavit. Ein ha-nezek Shavit ha-amelech. Ein ha-tah Shavit ha-nezek ha-amelech. Right? I would have kept quiet if it was only... It's disproportionate. What you gain is more than what you lose. There's an amazing organization that you have over here, beginning every day with Torah. I think an addition to that might be this Nekuda. Torah is Nishalah Mayim, it only goes to a smaller place. It flows to a smaller place, it flows to a smaller person. The greater the Anivus, the more ability that person has to Mekabel Torah. If we look at the people around us, we can take a tremendous, tremendous inspiration from Givisa Mila that they have. Just end with a very short story. When I was a counselor in camp, I had a 10-year-old boy in my bunk. And his grandfather came on a visiting day and gave him $500 for the canteen. The canteen is where they have all the sweets, right? All the candies. And he had, now visiting day is halfway through camp. So, right, this is halfway through, right? This is the only 3.5 weeks later, he gave him $500. So visiting day was over and the kid calls over around everyone in the bunk. And he's come, everyone come, we're going to the canteen. He's taking everyone out to the canteen. It's the child version of this round's on me, right? So he comes up to the canteen and he's giving them all sweets. So I went over there, I pulled him aside, and the kid's name was Solomon. I said, Solomon, I don't know, I think your grandfather wanted you to enjoy this. I don't know if it's the right thing, to just to spend it like that on everyone. And his answer remains with me to this day. And whenever I feel like I'm something, I always remember his answer. His answer was, what else is money for? A 10-year-old boy. What else is money for? He can hop this idea, the kingdom that we're given, the advantages. Whether it's money or strength or wisdom or the ability to help, the ability to do. What else is it for? Our toxic tevel ha'atima. Shpeh.
Kada Abi is Kada Shemai Rabu. Yama Zufi Tavi Yama Zufi Tavi Bechayak Mimash Mimchay Dechol Bais Dishu Bagulim Is Mankuri Vimimai Yai Shemai Rabu.